I want to greet each one in Jesus' precious name this morning. It's one of these beautiful days in October. We don't have too many of them. It's only 30 days long, 31 days long, but it seems like it goes past in a flash. So we've been blessed already this morning in many ways, thoughts that were shared in Sunday school and the opening and also the songs we sang. Let's turn this morning to Exodus chapter 2. In Exodus 2, we have a very famous Bible story, and I'm sure we're all completely familiar with what happened. But like many other things, there's lessons there that are always new. And I believe that this applies here as well. I'd like to start reading with Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and pitch, and put the child therein, and laid it in the flags by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." You know, what we don't have written in this part, what we didn't read earlier, was that Pharaoh had made a decree that all the male children of the Hebrews be thrown into the river Nile and destroyed because he feared their population growth. And so that was the context that this couple had this child. And those of us who have children, those of you parents there now, can imagine the cruelty that would be and the difficulty that would be to throw a baby into the water. That would be just hard beyond description. And so we have a story of a mother who didn't do that. And she made for her son a little basket. This calls it an ark. We often refer to the ark as a place of safety. This was precarious at best. And yet there he was. But the interesting thing is that what should have been the arch enemy was instead the savior for this little boy. Pharaoh's daughter, the one that was closest to the man that made the decree, was the one that found Moses. And when she uncovered him, he did what normal children do. He cried. And this touched her heart so deeply. And, you know, I believe God's hand was in this as well. But this touched her so deeply that she was under no illusion of who this was. She said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." And no doubt, she knew what was happening. But because of compassion, she was able to let that compassion overrule her senses of what her father had actually commanded. And this compassion is what saved Moses' life. One small link in a chain that eventually was to the destruction, or destruction of the Hebrew, of the Egyptian army many, many years later. But of course she couldn't know that. But she did the right thing. She did what was right at the time. And she had compassion on him and saved his life in a very remarkable way, even calling his own mother and giving him her wages to take care of him. Does God have a sense of humor? I think sometimes he does. You know, here he was, thwarting them at their own game. Well, but the thing is, I'd like to think about is Moses. The way he came into this world, his parents saw that he was a goodly child. Some of the other words that could be used and are used are beautiful. And of course, you know, as parents or grandparents, we all think that our babies are the most beautiful. I remember a certain relative of mine that had a child, and she was actually quite homely. And he admitted it right from the beginning. He said, you won't believe how she looks. She grew up to be a very beautiful lady. Today she's a beautiful person. But as a baby, she wasn't really that way. But, you know, most of us think that our children are beautiful. This couple did. They looked at Moses and they said, what a beautiful baby. And they couldn't throw him into the water. More than the fact of his beauty were the other things that were involved there too. And so the story of Moses begins is involved in the act of compassion from the most unlikely source that there was. And so he was able to go there and he was able to grow. Now let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. I was blessed by some of the memory verses that were given this morning of other people, other men of faith, but Moses is right in there as well. And in Hebrews 11, and in verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. You know, this is the end of Moses' life, or given his life in a nutshell. It shows how he chose to make his identity with the people of God. And we can only guess at the tremendous bond that he would have felt in loyalty to Pharaoh's daughter that saved him from the death and the Nile. We can imagine that bond of loyalty that must have been there, and yet that wasn't enough to keep him from choosing his identity with the people of God. To me, that is a tremendous power into Moses' life. He identified with the people of God, even to rejecting the good things that were given him, and him only. He was in line to be the most powerful man in the world, and instead he chose to be a leader of a despised people. And yet, we don't know the name of Pharaoh of all those years, but almost anybody that has any knowledge of the Bible knows the name of Moses and knows who he was because of his identity. And God used Moses in a tremendous way because of his faithfulness to him, his choosing to be identified with the people of God. And I think that gives us courage today to choose to be identified with the people of God. And it's a blessing. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.